Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail, I'm in. I'm in. J-A-I-M-E. Guzman, G-U-Z-M-A-N. Sanchez. According to the information obtained from the examinee, Mr. Guzman Sanchez was injured at work on 11-22-21 when he fell off scaffolding. But as a result, he believes he injured his left foot and lower back. But his soles hit the ground, as did his left knee. But he did not strike his head or experience loss of consciousness. But he was seen at the hospital emergency room in Atlantic City, believing he injured his left foot and lower back. But his understanding of his final diagnosis is that of a sealed, S-E-A-L-E-D, bone, period, end quote. He is no longer receiving any active treatment, period. Did not undergo any injections or surgery in this matter. But he does admit to having a lower back problem in 2020, treated with injections. Period. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. I am in receipt of a substantial amount of prior records that will be summarized in short order. Period. As per the treatment record supplied, Mr. Sanchez was seen at the emergency room on 11-23-21, period. He indicated he was injured when he fell from scaffolding about 10 feet high, period. He landed on his left foot and left side onto the pavement, but did not strike his head or experience loss of consciousness. But he had severe pain in the left foot and ankle, common right flank, common lower back, common right shoulder. But his Glasgow coma scale was 15/15. Period. He had also been treating for a recent motor vehicle accident as of 10/5/20. Period. He underwent various laboratory studies and x-rays. Period. He had left foot x-rays that showed no radiographic evidence of fracture or dislocation. Period. Left ankle x-rays showed a linear lucency at the medial aspect of the talus, likely representing a vascular channel. Period. However, a fracture could not be entirely excluded. Period. He did have a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis to be inserted. Period. He also had x-rays of the right shoulder that evidently did not show any acute abnormalities. But he did have a CAT scan of the cervical spine to be inserted here. But he also had a CAT scan of the chest to be inserted here. But he had a CAT scan of the head and brain also to be inserted here. Period. Laboratory studies were also performed. Period. He was diagnosed with left ankle sprain and accidental fall from scaffolding for which he was placed in a splint and on crutches. Period. New paragraph. On 12-14-21, Mr. Sanchez was seen by podiatrist Dr. Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N. Period. His diagnosis was sprain of the ligament of the left ankle, comma, left ankle pain, comma, sprain of the torsal metatarsal ligament of the left foot, comma, as well as contusion of the left foot and contusion of the left ankle. Period. He ordered further diagnostic studies. Period. On 12-24-21, he had an MRI of the left ankle to be inserted here. Period. He returned to Dr. Hoffman on 10/13/22, writing, "It showed non-displaced fracture, undercutting the base of the medial tubercle of the posterior talar process, consistent with this IDELLE, capital I-D-E-L-L-E, fracture. Further, was a displaced fracture involving the plantar surface of the tarsal cuboid bone. Paired there was shallow osteochondral impaction deformity involving the undersurface of the talar head with marrow edema." Period. And insert the rest of that report here, as well as the MRI of the left foot. Dr. Hoffman wrote the relevant pathology does not correlate to the patient's clinical exam on the visit that day. He did agree with the radiologist's assessment. He recommended a CAM walking boot for an additional 2 to 3 weeks. Period. New paragraph, the petitioner was also seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Mitchell on 3/11/22. Period. He described the petitioner's course of treatment today that had been focused on his left foot. Period. He did not have any treatment for his low back from this injury, but his back pain increased with this incident up to 9/10 and improved to 3/10. Period. He had a history of a back injury on 3/9/19, he was crossing the street and was struck by a vehicle. He was taken to the emergency room where he had CAT scans and x-rays and was discharged the same day. He then began seeing Dr. Zerbo, the ERBO, for persistent low back pain. He treated with physical therapy and 3 lumbar injections with subsiding of his pain. He was out of work for about a year before returning. There was a lawsuit which has not yet settled. There's ongoing litigation from that accident. Period. He was 90% improved, although he still had some back pain. Period. On 3/29/23, he reported improved back pain. Period. Dr. Mitchell also had the opportunity to review prior records that predate the accident at work on 11/24/21. Period. Date confirmed he was still symptomatic from the lumbar spine. Period. In fact, L4-S1 decompression and fusion was already recommended. Period. Based upon the documentation and history obtained, Dr. Mitchell wrote there were no objective changes as a result of the fall on 11/24/21. Period. Imaging revealed no interval changes. Period. Given the patient's subjective changes have returned to his pre-injury baseline, there may have been a temporary increase in pain with the fall, but the records would support the patient has returned to his pre-injury baseline. Period. It was unclear if other providers reviewed all the prior records. Period. Dr. Mitchell concluded there has been no objective worsening for this patient as a result of the subject event. Period. On 7/29/22, he had flexion extension and x-rays of the lumbar spine that were read as normal. Period. He also had a lumbar MRI at Dr. Mitchell's referral on 9/27/21 compared to a study of 9/14/20. Period. It showed L4-5 and L5-S1 disc herniations with annular fissure. Period. The specific comparison interpretation was not written. Period. Scratch that. At the L4-5 level, there was no improvement since the previous exam. Period. In addition to the focal central disc herniation with annular fissure and mild canal stenosis, there was chronic inferior L5 end plate Schmerl's node herniation without reactive edema. Period. at L5-S1, there was no interval change in the annular fissure or disc herniation. Period. There was mild bilateral foraminal stenosis. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show Mr. Sanchez was seen at the emergency room on 12-3-19 after being involved in a motor vehicle collision 10 hours before. Period. He had a CAT scan of the brain that was unremarkable. Period. Chest X-ray showed no acute pulmonary disease. Period. He was then treated and released. Period. 9-25-20, On 8-31-20, he was seen by pain specialist Dr. Przybylski. PRYZBYLKOWSKI, who noted the motor vehicle accident as a pedestrian on 3-9-20. Period. He was already participating in physical therapy. Period. The doctor opined he needed an MRI to lumbar spine at that time, but he has radicular pain complaint in the right lower extremity that had been present ever since the accident. Period. He then performed an injection on 8-31-20 and was to return after the MRI. Period. MRI of the lumbar spine was done on 9-27-22 to be inserted. Period. Actually, scratch that. MRI of the lumbar spine was done on 9-14-20. Period at L4-5, there was central disc protrusion along with prominent epidural fat that creates moderate spinal stenosis. Period, the neural foramina were patent. Period at L5-S1, there was mild disc bulge without spinal stenosis. Period, he had protrusions into the neural foramina bilaterally, creating mild to moderate bilateral foraminal stenosis. Period. His progress was monitored by the pain specialist. Period on 2-4-21, they noted, on a visit of he wrote, EMG of the lower extremities was done on 2-4-21, revealing lumbar radiculopathy at the right L5 level. Period. On 4-16-21, it was noted he had seen a spine surgeon for surgical consultation recently. Period on 5-21-21, he related he was currently doing therapy and feeling much better while seeing Dr. Sabo, S-A-B-O. Period. He had a second epidural injection on 5-3-21 with 80-90% relief. Period. He did follow through with Dr. Przybylski through 5-21-21. Period. He remained symptomatic, although improved. Period. At the referral of Dr. Abrams, ABRAMS, a thoracic MRI was done on 9-30-20, where there was a large broad herniation to the right at T9-10 and a mild broad herniation to the right at T11-12. Period. He then had an epidural injection given by Dr. Przybylski on 10-19-20. Period. ongoing care was rendered by Dr. Zerbo, Z-E-R-B-O, in the same group on 1-7-21. Paired, he diagnosed thoracic back pain with thoracic disc herniation at T9-10. Come with discogenic low back pain and lumbar radiculopathy, secondary to lumbar internal disc derangement and lumbar disc herniation at 04-5 and 05-S1. Paired, they discussed surgical recommendations, including L4 through S1 lumbar laminectomy and instrumented lumbar interbody fusion. But they also discussed continued non-surgical treatment and additional pain management. Period. He elected not to pursue open surgery, but on 5-3-21 accepted another epidural injection. Period. He saw Dr. Zerbo through 7-1-21. Period. He had some improvement in his low back, but still had physical restrictions. Period. He had intermittent radiation into the right leg. Period. When he works, the pain is present daily. Period. At that juncture, he would like to maximize conservative treatment, including home exercises, so as to return on an as-needed basis. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed heel traumatic scarring overlying the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. There was mild tenderness, palpation at the left foot, fifth metatarsal, but there was none on the right. Feet and ankles normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He had mild tenderness to palpation at lumbar sacral junction and L5-S1. Paired, the rest of that is normal. Impressions. On 11-23-21, Jaime Guzman Sanchez fell off of scaffolding and sustained multiple injuries. Paired, he was seen at the emergency room and he had x-rays. Paired, they identified a fracture in his left foot. Paired, he was then treated and released. Paired, he then was seen by podiatrist Dr. Hoffman, who continued to treat him conservatively. Paired, MRI of the left ankle and foot were done on 12-24-21 to be inserted. Paired, he did participate in physical therapy. Period. On 9-27-22, he had a lumbar MRI to be inserted, period, and put this in bold. This was subsequent to a prior MRI from an earlier motor vehicle accident in 2019. Period, from what I am able to ascertain, there was not any substantive difference for the worse. Period. He did accept injections to the back with significant improvement, but remains symptomatic. Period. New paragraph, current exam. Found he ambulated with a physiologic gait. Period. He was able to walk on his heels and toes. Period. He had mild tenderness to palpation at the left fifth metatarsal. Period. Provocative manoeuvres of the feet and ankle were negative. Period. He had full range of motion of the lumbar spine and was neurologically intact. Period. New paragraph, there is 3.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot. Period, there was 0% permanent partial total disability at the lumbar spine as this relates to the subject event. Period, as noted above, he had pre-existing and ongoing lumbar problems confirmed by MRI and for which surgery was discussed. Period. Diagnostic testing subsequent to the event in question did not demonstrate any substantive objective change for the worse. Period. And that is the end.